Kia ora mai e te whānau, nei rā te mihi. Kia koutou katoa, kua hono mai ki tā tātainai taonga te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika, i watakaumawhiti i ratahi te iarere. Kua hau tēnei, ko Janelle Popata, tā koutou kai kawe kōrero o te wā. E te whānau, kei runga i te wā ia kōrero tēnei wā tonu, te mātārai o te uhu kaimoana, a Dion Tuta. Kia tahuria kia hau ki te mihi atu, kia ia. Kia ora Dion, how are you?
Kia ora Janelle, very well, thank you. Thanks for having me today.
Yes, and thank you so much for joining us on Te Heku this afternoon. Dion, first of all, will you be able to introduce yourself to the whānau, our listeners out there, ko Waikue, Nohia Kue, and a bit about your mahi that you do?
Sure thing. Well, kia ora koutou. Ko Dion Tuta tōku ingoa. He uri tēnei o Taranaki Maunga, no Ngāti Mutunga, Ngāti Tama me Taranaki Iwi. Ko au te mātārai o te huu kaimoana e mahi ana hau o e noho ana hau kei te whanganui ātara i te neiwa. Nei rā tamahi kia koutou. So I'm the chief executive of Te Huu Kaimoana. What is Te Huu Kaimoana? Some people might be asking. We are a national Māori trust. Fisheries trust, which works to advance and advocate for Māori fisheries rights, which came out of the 1992 Treaty of Waitangi fisheries claim. So that was a big, that was nearly 30 years ago now. It was the first sort of major modern Māori treaty settlement, and as a result of that, Māori were given a share of commercial fisheries rights in the way that Aotearoa manages its fisheries, what are now more widely understood to be that, well, known as the customary regulations under the Fisheries Act were effectively mandated or put in place. And so we're basically a policy unit, and we work with government and iwi, so we're responsible to every iwi in the country under the Māori Fisheries Act 2004. So effectively, I work for every iwi in the country, well, not just me, but everybody at Te Huu Kaimoana works for every iwi in the country that's recognised under the Māori Fisheries Act 2004. And so for your listeners, that would include Ngāpuhi, Te Rūnga, Ngāti Whātua, Te Rarawa, Te Aupouri, Ngāti Kahu, Ngāti Kuri, Ngāti Wai, my wife's iwi, Ngāti Kahu ki Whangaroa, Ngāti Takoto, all the way down to, everywhere.
Kia ora. O tēnā koe e Dion mō ira hakamāramatanga. We'll get straight into our kōrero e hua. First question, Dion, customary fisheries regulations is one of Te Ohu Kaimoana's major functions that is only accessible to Māori. How does Te Ohu Kaimoana ensure customary fishing can be efficiently and better managed?
Yeah, so it's a good question. I mean, to be clear, we do not control customary fishing. So the key people in customary fisheries obviously are the customary kaitiaki that hapū, iwi, marae appoint. And the interesting thing about customary fisheries under the regulations is that there are different types of regulations. So you can access customary fisheries under K-regs. There are different regulations for the South Island. And you can actually, people can also use, well, they use their recreational allowances and stuff to access Kaimoana for customary purposes as well. So it's not a one size fits all kind of approach. The system is a bit all over the place in some ways, and so our work is really around assisting people with clarifying policy in that particular area. So we work with MPI in that in terms of some of that stuff, but some of the stuff we do is to try and make sense of all of that and try and come up with and advocate for better ways for those rules to be put in place and managed. One of the innovations, I think, if you put it that way, that we at Te Huu Kaimoana have been working with iwi on, it's mainly ideas really driven by iwi, but we help them sort of talk it through, is how they can use their commercial interests and their customary interests closer together. So, you know, it's not always And what I mean by that, and so in places like Taranaki, Ngāti Whātua, up in Ngāti Whātua, they have brought their, they can sometimes use their, or they use their commercial boats, for instance, mm-hmm. they can use their commercial systems to catch their customary allowances.
Mm.
And that might be to help them out for times where, for whatever reason, it might be bad weather, it might be just issues where kaitiaki themselves can't necessarily go out and collect kaimoana for whatever event that they want to use. So in Taranaki, we have a thing called a we call it a commercial pātaka, where a kaitiaki can issue allowance, issue authorizations onto a vessel, onto a boat, and they can use the boat to catch that commercial that customary take, and then they process it and hold it in a special pātaka until it's actually needed for use.
Kia ora.
People use that. There's a deep water version of that where I think about 20-30 iwi work in down to Taihauru, down across to top of the South Island, work with Sea Lord for deep water purposes. You know, so we can use their vessels to access species of fish that people might not be able to get on the inshore as well.
Kia ora.
So We work to sort of come up with systems and get government, make sure that those things are ticked off by the government, because at the end of the day, the fishery system is still overseen by the Ministry for Primary Industries and Fisheries New Zealand. So there are still laws and regulations that we have to work with them to make that stuff happen. But I guess our key goal, the key thing that we're trying to do at Te Uhu Kaimoana is to be able to empower iwi and kaitiaki to be able to access their customary allowances in a way that works for them.
Kia ora, tēnā koe. And on that note, Dion, what important role do Māori, our people, our iwi play in the customary fishing rights?
You know, if you go back to the way, like if you go back to the beginning of the fishery settlement, you know, all Māori fisheries is customary or traditional. You know, our relationship with Tangaroa comes from our whakapapa to Tangaroa. All of that was confirmed. So all of the rights that our whakapapa gave us from our descent from Tangaroa was enshrined in the Treaty of Waitangi. And Te Tiriti o Waitangi confirmed to us our fisheries rights.
Kia ora.
Then you come down, the settlement was required because the government forgot that. And they tried to implement a system of fisheries management that did not cater, that did not recognise Māori had, you know, our rights were guaranteed. So we get that in the settlement. And then we get, so what that means today is the Fisheries Act broke fisheries up into different parts.
Mm.
So whereas in a traditional Māori sense, there's just fisheries. Mm. And then you would use that fish for however you saw fit, right? Whether that's trading with your neighbours, which is an economic activity, whether it's using it for your own whānau to just feed yourself, or whether it's to use it for the whānau collective in some sort of cultural some cultural purpose. So today, under the Fisheries Act, fisheries is broken into what they call commercial fisheries, which is quota. You know, where your right to participate in commercial, you need quota for that. And iwi now own about 30% of all of the quota in Aotearoa. So iwi are bigger there. On customary fisheries, which is basically they call it non-pecuniary. So you're not allowed to make any money out of commercial fisheries, not out of customary fisheries the way it's defined today. Iwi are 100% of that. Iwi are the only ones that have, Māoris, I should say, are the only ones who have customary fisheries rights as it's defined under the Fisheries Act. So when you ask how important are Māori and customary fisheries, they are the be-all and end-all of customary fisheries. And within that, some of the key roles, one of the key roles within customary fisheries is the role of the customary kaitiaki. So the individual or the person who's given the authority to issue out permits so that, you know, if the whānau or the hapū or the iwi want to gather kaimoana for a hui for whānau or hapū or iwi things, it's the whoever's been vested with that authority to issue the permit for the people to go out and collect that amount, they are critical in that.
Kia Kia ora.
You know, they're the one who's basically exercising mana, basically, over the right to collect the resource and how much. And so, you know, there's a lot of responsibility that sits with those people, a lot of authority, a lot of responsibility. And so they need to be, you know, they need to have a good understanding of the system they're operating in, the legal aspects of it, but also the I guess, just the tikanga practices of it, and know what is being taken from where. And it's a difficult job, because if you don't have good information around, and because there can be more than one kaitiaki within a particular area under the current regulations. Mm. So having good information and knowing who has authority in particular areas, who's organising for certain areas to be collected from, just so that people know, for instance, that one area is not being overly harvested, you know, so that things are being managed appropriately, so that the resource can sustain
itself. Absolutely.
It. And that's the sort of stuff that that Te Oho Kaimoana sort of looks at and works on. We've designed a system called eConnect, which is like an online authorization platform to try and help people get better information around what's happening, where they're doing it. It doesn't have huge. It's mainly used a lot. It's used a lot with our customary commercial pātaka system.
Mm.
But we're looking to see how we can roll that out for more of the kaitiaki on the ground as well.
Yep.
But it requires, you know, people to want to have that sort of information.
So communicating with our iwi is very vital and important. How does Te Oho Kaimoana maintain effective communication with iwi stakeholders, Dion?
So Te Oho Kaimoana, it was established in 2004. It's been around for a while now. 16 years. I've been here for coming up to 4 years.
Mm.
And our key, like I mentioned, our key sort of stakeholder at this point in time has really been the mandated iwi organisations under the Māori Fisheries Act. So we do what every other organisations do. You know, we send out pānui, we send out all of our policy documents that we need iwi feedback on. We send those out to iwi.
Mm.
But increasingly, so most of our community, and we do a lot of work face. Well, we did prior to COVID, obviously, a lot of face-to-face hui with iwi, because I think one of the things that people forget about is that the settlement, the fisheries settlement, is not finished, and we're also responsible for the aquaculture settlement. So, as new fish are brought into the quota management system, iwi have an automatic 20% right to those quotas. So we receive that, and we would distribute it out to the iwi that. Ultimately, that will belong to, and it's the same with aquaculture space. Mm. But in terms of our communication is, we have regular reporting. So we send out quarterly reports to our iwi around what we've been up to. We do, you know, there's our website, there's all of that sort of stuff. But we spend quite a bit of time. Our staff are out on the road meeting with iwi to talk about annual processes like. Sustainability round processes.
Nice.
So a sustainability round process is where the government assesses a particular fish stock to see whether it's still got a good enough level, a healthy level of abundance, so whether the levels it's being fished at are at the right level, or whether they're too high and need to come down, or whether they're too low and maybe need to be brought up. So, you know, every year the government might look at about, you know, anywhere between 10 to sort of 20, maybe 10 to 20 sort of fish stocks.
Mm.
We will work with the government, but also work with iwi to sort of understand what their views are and how they want, what they think our advice should be around how government should be dealing with those particular stocks.
Kia ora.
In addition to those sort of things, we do like an annual general meeting. We have an annual conference, but unfortunately COVID stopped that this year. So we're trying to figure out, you know, with the rest of the year and now that we're at level one, is there something else we could do instead?
Kia ora.
But one of the things we're quite keen to do is try and figure out how we can go increase our communication reach.
Mm.
But thanks again for this interview.
Aye. Te mātarai o te ohu kaimoana, Dion Tita, mihi ana kia koe mahi ranga tira na koe, koutou rā, te ohu kaimoana. Dion, thank you so much. It was very quite informative for our whānau and our listeners. So e mihi ana kia koe e hua. E Dion, thank you for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon.
Kia ora, tēnā.
Kia ora. Ka pai tō ahi ahi. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora.
Aira, e te whānau koera ko te kai kōrero rā a Dion Tuta, te mātārai o te ohu kaimoana, i whai wāhi mai te kororo kia tātou tēnei ahiahi ki runga i tēnei o ngā reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika, kua hau tēnei, ko Janelle Popata, mauri ora i te iwi.